to Gubin. Hello, friend, and welcome to a few moments of Bible study together. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:33-35. Beloved, it's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's wonderful to taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, I'm so thankful I know the Lord is my personal Savior. I've known Him for over 70 years. He's never failed me. He's been faithful and true, and oh, how very much I love Him and thank Him for His love for me. And, beloved, He loves you just as much as He loves me. God's no respecter of persons, beloved. You're just as important to Him as I am or as anyone else is, because He is love. That's who God is, beloved. And how wonderful to know Him and to belong to Him and to be His. Well, I'm rejoicing in the wonderful blessings that are ours today through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're continuing to talk about the spiritual gifts that God gives to every child of God. And not every one of these gifts, but different gifts are given to us because God has a plan and a purpose for each child of God. And we're talking about knowing who we are, our identity as children of God. And there's so many things that we as children of God need to know about who we are and how God would have us to serve Him effectively to His glory, His honor, and His praise. And one of those ways is through studying the Word of God. Remember, beloved, the Bible is a book that was written over a period of some 1500 to 1600 years by some 40 different men under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. It's accurate and it's true. And we have the privilege of having the Word of God preserved today so that we can look into the Word of God and study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, as Paul told Timothy to do. And, beloved, I'd like to send to you a simple way to study the Bible. A simple way to study God's Word. This is something that every child of God can use and can grow and can mature through studying the Word of God. And it's a very simple method of Bible study. You don't have to be a college graduate. You don't have to have some kind of a degree in order to see the Word of God being effective in your life. We, first of all, when we're born again, we receive the Holy Spirit of God. He comes into our spirit at salvation to do the work of salvation. Ephesians 1 tells us that. And our body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us. And so we have the Holy Spirit living within us. And Jesus said in the Gospel of John that the Holy Spirit would lead us into all truth. That's a part of His ministry, to open up our understanding of the Word of truth. And so there's some simple things that you can use in studying the Word of God, understanding and exercising your spiritual gifts more effectively. And that simple way, briefly, I'll give to you, and then if you will write to us, we'll be glad to send this to you, along with other Christian literature, We'll send you our prayer card. We'll send you a calendar. We'll send you other Christian literature that'll help you grow in the knowledge of the Lord. We'll send you our first two lessons of our Bible correspondence course, which is absolutely free. And if you will complete all four courses of the first four courses of our Bible correspondence course, we'll send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible for you to use, and that will help you in your Christian walk, and it would also be absolutely free. The only cost to you will be to mail back the answer sheets to the Bible courses, and then we will grade them, and we will send you additional courses, and you can complete all four of these courses and get that brand new Bible. And our mailing address, you'll need that. Our mailing address is simply Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs. And then on the next line, you put a capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, Post Office Box 825. That's the box number, 825. On the next line, you will put the word Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, period, or capital C, capital O, period. That will be a capital C, capital O, period. That stands for Colorado, the state that we live in. And then the zip code's very important. And you will write that on the same line as Ignacio, Colorado, and the zip code 811-37-0825. Again, that zip code, 811-37-0825. And then on the last line, of course, you put United States of America, our capital U period, capital S period, capital A, standing for USA, United States of America. It's very important you put that on your letter. Now, the zip code is so important that there has been times we've received letters that only had the zip code on it that was clearly legible, and yet we've gotten the letters. So let me encourage you to write to us, and I'd like to send you this simple way to study the Bible. First of all, ask five questions of each passage that you study. Five questions. First of all, who is the main character and to whom is the passage written? And I encourage you to mark in your Bible. The reason I would encourage you to mark in it is to help passages to become more meaningful to you. And as you mark the main character to whom the passage is written, and with a different type of mark, to whom it is written, and the main character that it's being written to, who's writing it, and to whom it's being written. Who is the first? Second is what? What is the text about? The third would be when is the text written? The fourth one would be, where is the subject taking place? Where is this passage of Scripture you're taking place, reading about? Is it in a town? Is it in the country? Is it under certain circumstances? And why is the text being given? Why is the text being given? Now, who, what, when, where, why? Five W's, and then an H. How does this apply to me? How does this apply to me? This will begin to open up the Scripture to you and to help you to understand more fully what it's written about. Now, there's three more facts to remember. One is to observe what is written. That's why You will do who, what, when, where, why, and how. This is observation. You're observing what is written. Then interpret what is written and being stated. That is, what has been stated, what has been written, and understand the purpose of the writing of this text or passage that you're reading. And then thirdly is apply the truth to my own life. Observe, interpret, apply. Now that's a simple, simple way to study the Bible, and yet it will unlock and open up the Word of God to you so that you will grasp and comprehend truths that you've never seen before. And the Holy Spirit will richly bless as you put out this effort to get into the Word, to study the Word, to show yourself approved to God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed because you're rightly dividing the Word of truth. Now, there's a tool that you can use for Bible study, which is called a Bible Concordance. It has the different words of the Bible recorded in it, and then it has a Greek and a Hebrew dictionary included in it so that you can find the root meaning of the different words. Now, in a previous broadcast, I was talking to you about the word doulos, which in most translations, all except one, these translations, it is written servant when it should have been written slave. And this is found in having a Bible concordance. You don't have to be a Greek scholar. You don't have to be a scholar in Hebrew to use a Bible concordance to look up the meaning of words and to find out what the root meaning of those words is. And so a number of times in our English Bibles, we find the word servant actually should be translated slave because of the word doulos, which means slave or bond slave. And so, beloved, we were talking about 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What, know you not that your body is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, and you're not your own? You've been bought with a price. Jesus Christ paid the price to purchase our salvation, to purchase us. And thus we're a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's better to be a slave of Christ than to be a slave of sin and be under the control of Satan. And, beloved, you're in one place or the other. I'm so glad that I'm a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. Till next time, beloved, goodbye.